According to FDA guidance, a facility's recall plan is supposed to include a description of its effectiveness check. That is how you verify that your recall communication was received, understood, and followed by customers, and what you will do if there isn't a response. I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG Director of Food Safety, Ranjit Klar, on the recall effectiveness checks. Good afternoon, Ranjit.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I am doing just great. I hope you are too.
I'm very well. Thank you.
So along these lines, why is it so important for a facility to conduct at least annual recall effectiveness checks? And what does that involve?
Yeah, this is a very good question, Lisa. Thank you for asking. I would explain in a way that the recall effectiveness check, some industry terms also used as mock recall system check. And this is a food safety approach proactively to check a few things like traceability system, where product journey with the supply chain is just from the factory to wholesalers to retail it goes. And also second part is the communication part. So communication system also is a part of recall effectiveness check, and it is expected to be checked on a regular basis, and annual seems to be a very a reasonable timeline where a company can check internal and external communication with it. So here I want to tell a little bit more about what the major issue we are facing or seeing, experiencing in the industry is that recall check is mostly interpreted as that number of products produced and shipped, where it is shipped. And it's required by the regulatory bodies like FDA, CFIA. But also it's sometimes it requires, not most of the time it is required by the customers like retailers who need to communicate further with the consumers. So the major issue we noted is in the communication plan part of the recall traceability effectiveness check. So why this is there? Because it takes so many moving parts to do a proper recall. So recall procedure shows recall contact list and contact names, numbers of internal parties like your vice president, your CEOs, your finance guys, your accounting people, and external like FDA, CFIA, your customers. So most of the time the issue happens where sometimes the buyer of the retailer may have changed since last we have on file. So there may be some other companies who have been acquired who are your external parties to be contacted in the form of recall, like certification body of a third-party audit. There is a requirement by GFSI that you have to notify your certification body within 3 working days if there is a class 1 recall. So if you do not have a proper communication effectiveness plan of recall, you may have the contact name and number of that party wrong. So this is why it is a kind of a best practice and also kind of expectation of the customers, retailers too. Like you must do minimum annual recall effectiveness check. And in some cases, some retailers and customers do require twice as well. So the importance of recall traceability effectiveness check is to make sure you have a right audience, right people on the internal communication. They know their roles and responsibilities, and external parties are also having right contact in case you need to reach out to them. So yeah, recall effectiveness check is really important, at least annually, to make sure there is a right plan in place and that plan is working when you need it.
I could see that being really important now with so many people working from home. They may have different contact information as well. So that does sound like a very critical thing to be sure that you are continually updated on.
And Lisa, this is a very good point you mentioned about working remotely. Right now, there may be a group of members who are on a group email. There is a turnover. Somebody is no longer at the role. So there's a restructuring happens. So it's more important now. Thank you for bringing that to the table here. Like this is more important that when we are not in most of the time, except for manufacturing, we are not in the office setup. So the retailers may be having some exceptions made to work from home. So they are the customers.
Right, right. Okay. So you've also noted before that every recall should include an effectiveness check at the closing meeting. So just kind of checking on what works and what didn't and that type of thing. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, for sure. So recall effectiveness check means you take the procedure, you follow every step, who needs to call in what situation, who's responsible for what. And the last step should be, and it is really advisable, it's a best practice as well, to close it. So you have a closing regrouping meeting with your recall team, and that team members of internal team, you will sit in a round table or whatever virtual we're doing, like a Zoom, and we will see which step worked and which step did not work. So if you find a gap in the procedures, like your procedure may say that you have to call regional office of regulatory body this one, but when you find out by doing effectiveness check, the regional office has changed. Things can change. So simple things like that, or you try to get a hold of one of your person who is responsible for media inquiry, but he did not return the call. So it's very important to do the closing meeting and see what things work, what not. And if it's not working, then you need to have an action plan to fix those gaps.
Okay. So what areas of this does TAG help its clients?
Yeah, we actually do a lot of in different forms. We do help clients, like one of the main and very fun activity and also very professional activity carried out by TAG is called Recall Simulation Program.
Okay.
So this program is like, in a very collaborative manner, the team will be participating with the site, the manufacturing site, and we'll do the recall, performing a recall scenario. It may take 1 day, 2 days, and it can be very, very robust. Like we'll find the worst case scenario of an ingredient and wanted to know how you can trace it back or forward, like how your whole recall system works in terms of communication. So I would say this is a unique exercise we do with the sites, and it's very successful. It helps the sites to find out their own gaps, and they really get excited by looking into what works for them, and they also get conscious about what did not work, and we help them to find out those gaps, and we also help them to fix those gaps. And for future, we would love to do another recall effectiveness with them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ranjit. But you know, before we end here, I'd like to ask, just in brief, just a few words, what would you see as the most important takeaway of what you've discussed here?
The most important takeaway from here is that document your findings out of mock recall exercise or recall effectiveness check. And that should be demonstrated in a form like, okay, we are good or not good on the recall effectiveness check. Do our system work or not? So okay.
That's great. Thank you again. And thank you to our viewers. We really hope that this session of TAG Talks has given you more insight into recall effectiveness checks. And know that you can call on Ranjit or any member of the TAG team at any time for questions or assistance. And be sure to check out TAG's full line of TAG Talks videos on YouTube and click to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from the TAG experts. Thank you.
Thank you.